Review of Adult Decision-Making Capacity Law. Producer's note. This document shows the logo of the Law Commission, which is made up of the letters L and C stylized to look like a vine. It is inspired by the Commission's Maori name, Te Aka Matua or Te Ture. In Maori, Te Aka Matua refers to the parent vine that Tawhaki used to climb up to the heavens to seek knowledge. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low-vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on 4 April 2024. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicoms.nz followed by a slash and then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Review of Adult Decision-Making Capacity Law. He arotake I te ture mō ngā huarahi whakatau a ngā pakeke. Key topics. Information sheet. About the review. Te Aka Matua or Te Ture, Law Commission is reviewing the law relating to adult decision-making capacity. The main law we are reviewing is the Protection of Personal and Property Rights Act 1988, the PPPR Act. In April 2024 we published our second issues paper. The second issues paper explains issues with the current law and seeks feedback on how the law could be improved. You can find the second issues paper on our project website at aicoms.nz/4125. About the key topics. Alongside the second issues paper, we have published four key topic documents. These are short, plain language summaries of a few of the most important topics in the second issues paper. In each key topic we ask some high-level consultation questions. The key topics are available on our website at aicoms.nz/4125 in a range of accessible formats, New Zealand Sign Language, Easy Read, Audio, Large Print and Braille. They are also available in Te Reo Māori. The key topics are, Key Topic 1, Court-Appointed Representatives. Key Topic 2, Decision-Making Support. Key Topic 3, Enduring Powers of Attorney. Key Topic 4, Practical Improvements and Court Processes. The key topics do not cover all the topics, issues and consultation questions in the second issues paper. Each key topic cross refers to the relevant parts of the second issues paper, so people can easily find our detailed analysis and questions. Have your say. You can tell us what you think by sending us a submission. Submissions close at 5 p.m. on Friday, the 21st of June 2024. You can send us a submission by emailing us at huarahiwhakatau@lawcom.govt.nz. Producer's note. We will now spell the email address. huarahi.whakatau@lawcom.govt.nz. End of producer's note. Writing to us at Review of Adult Decision-Making Capacity Law, Law Commission, P.O. Box 2590, Wellington 6140. Your submission can respond to the questions in the key topics, or you can tell us your thoughts generally. You are welcome to make an individual submission, or to work with others and send us a group submission. If you want to answer the more detailed questions in our second issues paper, you can find information about how to do this on our website at aicoms.nz/4125. If you would like to make a submission, but these options are not accessible to you, please get in touch with us in one of the following ways. Email us at huarahi.whakatau@lawcom.govt.nz. Call us at 0800-832-526. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, speech impaired or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service at aicoms.nz/9916. Some people may find it emotional or distressing to make a submission. If you want to make a submission, you may want to arrange to have a support person ready to help. If you are upset or distressed, you can also call or text 1737. This is a free helpline service that is available 24 hours a day. You'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor. The service is provided by Whakarongoro Aotearoa, New Zealand Telehealth Services. How we will use your information. Information you give us is subject to the Official Information Act 1982 and the Privacy Act 2020. For more information about the Official Information Act, please see the Ombudsman's website at aicoms.nz/5493. For more information about the Privacy Act, please see the Privacy Commissioner's website at aicoms.nz/8176. If you send us a submission, we will consider the submission in our review. Keep the submission as part of our official records. We may also publish the submission on our website. Refer to the submission in our publications. Use the submission to inform our work in other reviews. Your submission may contain personal information. You have the right to access and correct your personal information at any time. You can request that we do not publish your name or any other identifying information in your submission. If you request this, we will not publish your name or any other information that we think might identify you or others on our website or in our publications. If we receive a request under the Official Information Act that includes your submission, we must consider releasing it. If the request includes your personal information, we will consult with you. If you have questions about the way we manage your submission, you can contact us at huarahifakato@lawcom.govt.nz. Background to the review. The PPPR Act sets out a range of legal arrangements that can be put in place if an adult's decision-making is affected. A person's decision-making can be affected by many things, such as dementia, acquired brain injuries, learning disabilities, or experiences of mental distress. Many people have said the law in this area needs to be reviewed to make sure it works well for people with affected decision-making and those around them. We think the PPPR Act needs to be replaced with a new act that has a bigger focus on what the person with affected decision-making wants. We published a preliminary issues paper in November 2022. This asked about people's experiences with the current law. We used the feedback we received on the preliminary issues paper to develop our second issues paper. You can find our preliminary issues paper on our website at aicoms.nz/4125. You don't need to read the preliminary issues paper to make a submission on the key topics. About the Law Commission. Te Aka Matua or Te Ture, Law Commission is an independent state agency that provides law reform advice to the government. The government does not direct how we carry out our work or the recommendations we make. We undertake research and engagement, and then make recommendations to government to improve the law. These recommendations are published in a report to the Minister of Justice. The minister must present our report to Parliament. The government decides whether and how it will change the law. You can find out more about what we do on the Law Commission website at aicoms.nz/6651. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 4th of April 2024 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicoms.co.nz. Website www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.